In China, they call them Waidi Ren, the outsiders. In America, we call them illegal aliens, undocumented workers, migrant labor.
Commentator John Pomfret, he's a reporter for The Washington Post.
Chinese blame them for crime, begging, being a drag on social services. They snicker at their hick accents. In the United States, we gripe about schooling their children, treating their diseases, and we get irritated when we're asked to press two for Espanol. In China, they do all the work no one else will do and are the kindling for its economic explosion. In America, it's pretty much the same. During 6 years as a reporter in China, I spent a lot of time with the Waidi Ren, traveling with them from hardscrabble villages, following their dreams to the big cities. Now that I'm back in the United States, I find myself drawn to our Waidi Ren. Last week, I spent 2 days in Yuma, Arizona with the U.S. Border Patrol. We snuck through the salt cedars along the banks of the Colorado River, chasing illegal immigrants back into Mexico. My conclusion? Our outsiders are getting a better shake. In China, hospitals won't treat the Waidi Ren unless they pay up front. When their children accompany them to the city, they're not allowed in regular schools. They learn to read in shacks that are sometimes shut down by the local government. Government statistics say employers around China owe the outsiders close to $1 billion in back pay. There are no churches, lawyers, or activists to argue their cause. And could you imagine 500,000 Waidi Ren marching in the streets of Beijing? Not a chance.
John Pomfret's forthcoming book is called Chinese Lessons, Five Classmates and the Story of the New China.
Tomorrow, our series on rural China continues with a visit to an elementary school in northwest China. There are photos from today's story and more of Louisa Lim's observations on life in China's countryside at npr.org.